Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
All right, Live Oak, listen up. Thank you, Casey. This is the last round of this first edition of the courtroom. And as a reminder, it is recorded and it is posted, so if you missed it, missed earlier rounds, yeah, Casey, go back and listen to it.
Amen.
There's going to be a pop quiz later just to make sure you're a true friend. But anyways, So if you want to listen back or if there was something part of it that you particularly enjoyed, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, all that. And you might have noticed that my role has changed a little bit because I'm narcissistic as fuck. And I decided to put myself up here on my own round.
Why the hell not?
Why the hell not? This is my show. It's got my name on it. I do what I want. Thank you, psychologist. But the best part of this one is I got two good friends up here. So over here I've got Levi Foster.
And hey, everybody.
He, any song that you've ever heard of mine that you actually like, he wrote it. So. I'm excited to have him up here. And I was talking about this because he was on my takeover of Josh's Round, if any of you were there. And I pitched a hissy fit because I had two other friends that were in town and they don't live here, so I don't get to play with them that often. And I ended up playing on their round. And I pitched a hissy fit because I didn't get to play with Levi. So like I said, this is my show and I get to do what I want. And I wanted to play with Levi, so here we are.
Thanks for having me.
And over here we have JB Strauss. So he's a new friend of mine, but he's from the great state of Georgia. And he's bluesy and he's cool. So has anybody in here heard of like the Allman Brothers? Okay.
You'd be
shocked at the amount of people that look at me like I'm crazy. So JB has a lot of influence in them. And Greg was my next door neighbor growing up. He actually was the first person I was ever in a band with. We called ourselves Greg and the Kid, and we never left his living room because I was 15 and he was old. And he was like, how do you even know what my music is? You weren't even a thought in the world. I was like, I got good parents, I guess.
That's why.
But anyways.
I didn't know that, no shit.
That's why we got JB up here. Cause
that's why she's got her own round.
I love Greg, and he reminds me a lot of that. So.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
I hope you guys enjoy this. Thanks for hanging out with us. And Levi, you want to start us off?
Sure, yeah. I'm going to do a song about skinny dipping here. It's called We Made Fire. Your hair mess, summer dress, sneaking out your mama's kitchen door. Down the stairs I was waiting there like every time before. Quietly we close the garden gate and took the path that led down to the lake. Thank you.
Cheap wine tastes just like champagne when you're 17. And your touch felt just like soft rain falling over me. We threw our clothes and left them where they lay. Nervously we let love lead the way. Well, I held on to you, you just held me tighter. What else could we do? In the water, we made fire. Moonlight promises are hard to keep when morning comes around. There were too many miles between me and some old college town. Circumstances always win somehow, but at least we felt the heat before the world put us out. Well, I held on to you, you just held me tighter. What else could we do? In the water we made fire. Just held me tighter. What else could we do? In the water we made fire.
Thank you, thank you. The song was about skinny dipping or syphilis. I don't know.
Fun fact, my great grandma died from syphilis.
Damn.
Oh, get it. I thought you were about to say skinny dipping, but.
It was probably both. It was probably
one,
both.
One begets the other.
Yep.
The water
yep.
is not always clean.
Yeah, it was still water. Levi, close your ears for this one. Levi is obviously a very good guitar player, and I, Court Taylor, am not. Thank you, Casey.
I got you.
Yeah, that's fine. We have, for those listening who can't see, I told Josh we need a video podcast because wild shit happens up on this stage that you can't see if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Hold on. Wait, I can't do I'm trying to play a song.
That'll help.
No, I did not know that's what you were getting.
Okay, bye.
No, I'm not drinking that. I love you. I'm not drinking that. It was straight tequila. It was awful. Okay. Anyways, so Levi's obviously a great guitar player, and I'm not. And I make him close his ears when I play this song because he plays it much better than I do. But I wrote this with him and our friend Sabrina Stewart over there. And the thing about me is I ain't never been married and I ain't never been rich, but we wrote a song called Married for Money anyways, and it goes like this. Not like that. We got married at 18. He got a job at the DMV. I'm washing dishes in the sink every night. Well, he got fired, don't know what for. And now there's beer cans on the floor. I'm thinking about walking out that door all the time. 'cause I'm worth more than the checks he's bringing home. And I don't wanna sound like a bitch, but if I'm gonna be hitched, I wanna be rich. But I'm married for love, like everybody told me. But I should have married for money. Well, I ain't getting any younger, but a girl can't help but wonder if the bank had a few more numbers, would it be like wearing diamonds you can see from space in a mansion by the lake with gold flakes on my steaks? Yeah, that'd be nice. But hell, I still ain't got a dime. I thought love would take me to the end, but I'm getting sick and tired of him, 'cause I'm worth more than the checks he's bringing home. And I don't wanna sound like a bitch, but if I'm gonna be hitched, I wanna be rich. But I'm married for love, like everybody told me. But I should have offers you a check over a marriage certificate, take it.
Amen. Well, it's good to be in a courtroom, not be wearing a jumpsuit. I'm a Georgia fan, so orange ain't my color. Growing up, I had a neighbor named Wormy Solomon. I shit you not. His brother's name was King Solomon. I'll let you figure out which one was a real estate mogul and which one was a damn drunk. That was Wormy. And he used to have a 357 Magnum. He called it The Difference, and he wasn't afraid to use it. So, Ben, this is the courtroom. This song feels appropriate to play. It's called Better Being Judged by 12. Nobody's bulletproof. If you force my hand, I won't feel no guilt or worry. I'm prepared to face my maker, son, but I'd rather face a jury. It's better being judged by 12 than carried off by 6. Boy, you better hold your ground. Split second happens quick. I don't use it unless I have to, but if I have to, I won't time is, it's better being judged by 12 than carried off by 6. Baby, if you wonder why I keep a 45 in a drawer right by our bed, cause I shook your daddy's hand, man to man, and this is what he said. It's better being judged by 12 than carried off by 6. Boy, you better hold your ground. Split second, it happens quick. I don't use it unless I have to. If I have to, I won't miss. It's better being judged by 12 than carried off by 6. Baby, I don't always want to have my finger on the trigger. I try to be the bigger man, but when push comes to shove, shit just hits the fan. Better being judged by 12 and carried off by 6. Boy, you better hold your ground. Split second can happen quick. I don't use it unless I have to. But if I have to, I won't miss. It's better being judged by 12 and carried. Whoa, carried. By
yeah.
Thank y'all. That's for Wormy.
All right, everybody. That's the courtroom. Thank you for coming out. Great to see you.
I wrote that in Ben Chapman's living room, so we got to give him and Meg and Nate Frederick some credit.
It's something in the water down in Georgia, I swear.
Fluoride.
Eventually, it'll make its way up to Virginia. It's a sulfur.
Sultry?
Yeah, in Georgia, the water smells like Satan. No, literally, it smells like rotten eggs and Satan. You'll just have to visit. You'll understand. Once you smell the smell, you'll understand exactly
closer
what
you get
about.
To the coast, the worse it gets.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Levi. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no. You're good. I'm still rolling through what I'm going to do. I'm going to try a new song, wrote not that long ago, with my friends Aniston Pate and Colin Bowling, and it's a song called Dem Damn Days. It's about one of them damn days that just don't go right, and I'm going to try it, huh?
Well, I woke up on the wrong side of my twin size, cause last night I dreamt my single wide was rolling down the hill. Well, I hopped up on out of bed, barefoot stepped on a pencil lead, found a piece of paper and I wrote down my will. Well, I was gonna drive to my 9-to-5, but in my truck was a big beehive, and they was even more surprised to see me. Just when it thought it couldn't get no worse, had to thumb my way to work, then a hearse stopped by and made me ride in the back seat with the body. Lord, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, and I have no right to complain. It feels like I'm doing right, but I just keep on losing fights. Nothing ever goes my way. It's just another one of them damn days.
All right, here we go. Chapter 2 right here. I make minimum wage at the Circle K, and this work makes me want to drink, but I only get paid enough to think about it. I feel like a plumber because I'm going through shit, and my boss just told me we all got to quit because they're tearing down the Circle K to build apartments.
So I walk back to my single wide, and there's crack smoke just pouring out the side, and I open up the door to find three guys getting high. Well, you could say that I was pissed off when I let all them law officers in, and they arrested me instead of those three guys. Lord, I don't mean to sound ungrateful, and I have no right to complain. Feels like I'm doing right, I just keep on losing fights. Nothing ever goes my way, it's just another one of them damn days. On a cold black plastic back seat of that patrol car, closed my eyes and I thought real hard. I had to close my eyes because I couldn't keep the swelling at bay from all the bee stings earlier. I talked about it in the first verse, Court. Through problems, woe, unemployment, and unfortunateness, I realize right there that I'm truly blessed, because tomorrow sure as hell can't be worse than today. Well, Lord, I don't mean to be ungrateful, and I have no right to complain. It feels like I'm doing right, I just keep on losing fights. Nothing ever goes my way. It's just another one of them damn days. It's just another one of them damn days. All right, there we go.
Pissed officer, baby.
A little short story.
Something
there.
Else.
No pride, people, no pride.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to make it really fucking sad in here.
Don't worry, I'm with you.
I usually play some redneck bullshit. I sing about murder and men I don't like and stuff like that most of the time. Moonshine, all that kind of stuff. But there's a message that I've had on my heart pretty heavy, and that's the way that America treats vets and military whenever they come home, because it seems like we fight for them, we support the military when they're overseas, and when they come home, we kind of forget about them. And my grandfather, he went and served in Vietnam, and he got exposed to Agent Orange, and he ended up with blood cancer, and he passed away a couple of years ago because of that. And I had to sit on the phone with the VA for hours and hours and hours, just begging them to do something about it. And then I've also had several friends who come home and they've got PTSD, and they'll call the VA and they'll say, I'm going to kill myself today. And the VA will say, well, we can get you in 6 months. And they say, well, in 6 months I'll be dead. And I think it's real fucked up that we only care about the military when they're actively serving, and we don't give a shit about them when they come home. So that's what this song's about. I wrote it with Dallas Alexander, and it's called Fight for Him.
He said, I spent 12 months in Vietnam. 69 when I was 21. Left the pines of Georgia for the jungle with just a rucksack and a gun. Black smoke filled the air as Agent filled up my lungs. That was 50 years ago today. Now they say there's cancer in my blood. Well, he's a number in a system. If he lives or dies, He needs some help today. VA said it's a 6-month wait. Another soldier still paying the price. Turn their backs and for himself he's left to fend. He fought for us. Now who's gonna fight for him? He said the day they knocked them towers down, I signed up to go raise some hell. Patrolling south of Kandahar with an M4 as a proud infidel. Well, then an ambush from my 3 o'clock took everyone but me. The faces haunt me in my dreams. Oh, he's a number in a system on a phone with no one listening. Seems they don't care if he lives or dies. He needs some help today. VA said it's a 6-month wait. Another soldier still paying the price. Turn their backs and for himself he's left to fend. He fought for us. Now who's gonna fight for him? If he lives or dies, he needs some help today. VA said it's a 6-month wait. Another soldier still paying the price. Turn their backs and for himself he's left to fend. He fought for.
That's a modern day Sam Stone, that is. Well, this next song of mine also tackles the heavy stuff. It's about body positivity in a town that's got really good buffets. It's called Fried Chicken and Big Bone Women. Yeah. Levi, feel free to pick on this one if you want to, but it's just an A. Sipping on fried chicken and big bone women, yeah, baby.
Well, I don't cause trouble, don't start no fights. I'm a simple man, but one or two vices, trouble with the law. I ain't the kind only arrested I'm getting. It's a cardiac type. I like fried chicken, big bone women, fried chicken and big bone women, finger licking, sweet tea sipping, fried chicken and big bone women, yeah. Oh yeah, babe. Well, they got oxtail, they got collard greens, but none of that means anything if you ain't with me. I like fried chicken, big bone women, fried chicken, big bone women, finger licking, sweet tea sipping on fried chicken and big bone women, fried chicken and big bone women, fried chicken and big bone women, finger licking, sweet tea sipping on fried chicken and big bone women. Y'all are amazing. Thank you. Yeah, and Levi over there on the guitar.
That's my favorite gospel song, man.
The Lord is in his chilies tonight.
Oh, praise be. Praise be.
Anybody want to grab me a banquet? It would be greatly appreciated. You can put it on my tab.
I got 17.
Oh, never mind. She got 17. I'll take this one right here.
The thing about Court Taylor is banquets just show up out of thin air. I don't ask for them.
Shit, I wish I had that power.
No, it truly is a gift. Sponsor me, please, Coors, if you're listening. You're probably not, but I'd like it if you did. Well, they could. Oh, I love that. Thank you. I love a floor pick.
Man, I don't want to go after that.
Well, you got us, so.
Yeah. I'll try to keep it in the fun vein here. Anybody ever been to New Orleans before?
Hell yeah.
All right. This is about a crazy night in New Orleans. It's called Fat Elvis. Yeah. It's my grandma's favorite song.
Street, my two left feet didn't bother her at all. Well, I felt that squeeze box when I held her. Hell, I held away past Delta Dawn. She said she's from Kansas City, had Conway Twitty in her jeans. Now I'm sweating like Fat Elvis on a postcard down in Memphis, Tennessee. It started in a bathroom stall. We were smoking on that Mardi Gras. Forgot I want in Arkansas. Now I'm on the lam from the law. And all the folks back home wouldn't believe the ride I'm on. She showed me how she got them plastic beads. Now I'm sweating like Fat Elvis on a postcard down in Memphis, Tennessee. We snuck out for the cops could catch us. GPS'd us up a Motel 6. It went from bad to worse. She put the handcuffs from her purse around my wrist. Then put a sock in my pie hole and the backside of a blindfold's all I see. I'm sweating like Fat Elvis on a postcard down in Memphis, Tennessee. It started in a bathroom stall. We were smoking on that Mardi Gras. Got our own in Arkansas. Now we're on a lamb from the law. And all the folks back home wouldn't believe the ride I'm on. She showed me how she got them plastic beads. I'm sweating like Fat Elvis on a postcard down in Memphis, Tennessee. Lord, she took my keys and my phone, left me there all alone. Swear I'm gonna go to church if I ever make it back home. Where there's no wild women, think I've done and learned my lesson. I'm never going back to New Orleans, 'cause I'm sweating like Fat Elvis on a postcard down in Memphis, Tennessee. Boys, I'm sweating like Fat Elvis on a postcard down in Memphis, Tennessee.
Thank you, thank you.
Grandmama has good taste.
She did, yeah.
Okay, can you try that? Huh? What key were you playing? 6 o'clock?
No, hold on.
Hold on, pause, please. All right. So Levi and I wrote this song with Sabrina. Also, we're Dream Team. Forever ago, we've like not played it with each other since then. But we have a group chat. And in this group chat, I send them the world's like craziest news articles. Because my favorite thing ever to do is sit and watch like small town 6 o'clock news, because it'll be like, teacher raises a ton of money, opens media library, and funds women's STEM research. And then it'll be like, crackhead saves child from burning building, and he wasn't wearing shoes, and he fell asleep right after. Like the craziest stuff. And so that's what this song's about. It's called 6 o'clock News, and we're gonna see how it goes.
It's been a while for me.
Lisa's got a full ride, living for the good life, platinum credit cards in a Louis Vuitton. Jody's clocking overtime, working hard, getting by. Broke down Chevy parked on her front lawn. Lisa opened up a food drive, hundreds standing in line. Knew he gave her the keys to the town. Jody's in a cop car, boss took it too far. He made a pass, so she knocked his ass out. Coming to you live on the scene. Oh, it's the talk of the town on the TV screen. One's saving lives, the other's doing time. They both got record-breaking views and back-to-back stories on the 6 o'clock news. Jody's been released, now she's back on her feet. She got a new job at the corner store. Lisa's at the bank sending wires in her name to a couple accounts that she hit offshore. Jody stopped a man with a gun in his hand from robbing the place and everybody inside. Lisa dropped to the floor, cops kicked down her door, 'cause she took every dime from that food drive. Oh, coming to you live on the scene. It's the talk of the town on your TV screen. 'Cause one's saving lives, the other's doing time. They both got record-breaking views. Oh, coming to you live on the scene. Oh, it's the talk of the town on your TV screen. 'Cause one's saving lives, the other's doing time. They both got record-breaking views. back-to-back stories on the 6 o'clock news. Back-to-back stories on the 6 o'clock news. Thank you.
Yeah, Court Taylor there.
It's always fun when I have Levi up here because we get to play songs that we never get to play together because, like I said, I can't play that one on the guitar. So I was like, Levi, let's try it. Why not?
We play it different every time.
Every single time. Every single time.
You can't forget the local car commercials, too. It's like, come on down to Mullins Ford. My daddy will give you a good deal.
Exactly.
That's the best. It's the break in the 6 o'clock news.
God, it's my favorite. I could watch that shit all day.
All right, so I got good news and bad news on this next one. Good news is this song is about weed. Bad news is it's sad as shit, so leave that to me. It's called Mason Jar. Well, there ain't much that can break a man like the rubble of an empty home. Sin of shame, danger, still clinging to his clothes. Magnolias go brown when love ain't around, but just leave them where they are. It's a heart without direction, look like weeds in a mason jar. Took all the shine, now I'm withered and worn. Maybe love starts to die, baby, the day it's born. I still remember the way I needed you. The day our roots got torn. How can a man bleed out from the prick of a thorn? And even if the sun shined my way, I couldn't crawl out. Is the only flame that I got left is dying in a glass bowl. But it's a fleeting, free and easy, keeps me swimming in the stars. Love burns out too fast, like them weeds in my mason jar. You took all the shine. Withered and warm, maybe love starts to die. Dead's born, and I still remember the way I needed you. The day our roots got torn. How can a man bleed out from the prey of a thorn? Oh, how does a man bleed out, baby, from the prey of a thorn?
Yeah.
Thank you. Told you it was sad.
So good, bro. We having a good time so far, everybody? All right. Good to hear.
Recommend the courtroom to your friends, your family, people you do like, people you don't like.
Your parole officer.
I was scrolling through my contacts the other day because sometimes I have to go through and like delete it because my iCloud's full. And I scrolled through and it said probation officer. And that was the first time I had thought about her in a long time. And I just hope that she's doing well. So. Officer H, if you're out there, I hope you're doing well. She told me that the devil quit coming down to Georgia because I was hell enough, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to put that into a song one day. Thank you. I'll give you credit.
Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. nothing less than the moorings.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not yet.
Call me when you do.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm gonna do a Tinder number here. Me Rafe Carlson and Carly Zimmerman wrote a song called "You Can't Look at Me Like That."
I've been doing good for a while now. I've got a steady job and a car that don't break down. I finally fixed the screen door and the washing machine. I got the smell of your perfume out the house. I've been doing good for a while now, but I just saw you from across the room. That same fire in your eyes that burned me too many times. And we've been down this road, but I can't go. You can't look at me like that. No, you can't look at me like that. I heard you found a man who's got it all. He bought a brand new diamond ring for you last fall. Still, I get to wondering, do you think of me when you have a little too much alcohol? I heard you found a man who's got it all. Oh, I just saw you from across the room. That same fire in your eyes that burned me too many times. And we've been down this road, but I can't go back. So you can't look at me like that. You can't look at me like that.
This is going to be really bad. Don't worry. Look at me like that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it, thank you. The whole time I was singing that, there was a commercial of Morgan Freeman, and he was looking at me the whole time. Like, did you see that?
Tell him he can't.
Right as I say, you can't look at me like that. He's like,
some birds aren't meant to be.
Yes, Andy Dufresne.
My friend.
That song's only the top 10 songs I wish I would have written myself, but unfortunately I didn't.
Stop, thank you.
JB, I got a song for you. Yeah, because nobody else in this room is going to know what the fuck I'm talking about, but you will. So I went to the greatest university in all the land, the University of Georgia. Go Dogs. This is where I aggressively bark, but I'll spare you. And there's a little produce stand, like right outside of Athens on the Highway 144. And on the side of it, it has a big old spray-painted sign. And it says P-E-C-H-E-S. And I ain't real smart, but something about that. Just ain't right to me. And I called my dad, and I was like, Dad, should I tell him? And he said, well, it's been like that for like 15 years, so they probably know by now. But if you want to stop and tell them, you can. Well, it turns out it means they're running moonshine out the back. And so there was only one person in all the universe that I thought was going to be able to help me piece the song together, and his name is John Deshess. And I took this to John, and I said, hey, I got a song about a bunch of idiots working in a produce stand. Can you help me? He said, I got you. Let's create a jingle for that produce stand. And he helped me with this song. It's called Petches. And I hope you like it. If you don't, people in Georgia will, so it doesn't matter. That's the wrong key. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. See, I told you, people in Georgia don't know shit.
We know Petches.
Well, if you're riding down Highway 441, you get yourself a Hank Aaron for boiled peanuts or apple pie. Well, don't be shy to stop on by and say hi. Well, if you whistle needs a little wetting, we can fix wetting right up too. North is called Virginia Rain, down south is called Mountain Dew. P-E-C-H, Petches, spells him double O and shine. P-E-C-H, Petches, Georgia cold for a damn good time. Well, that ain't no typo on the dango. Spray painted plywood shine. No P-E-C-H, Petches, spells him double O and shine. Missing A made you look, got you thinking we ain't ever read no book. But started as a plan, outsmarting the cops. Well, finding mason jars is the hardest part. P-E-C-H, Petches, spells him double O and shine. P-E-C-H, Petches, shoots just like turpentine. Well, that ain't no typo on the dango. Spray painted plywood shine. No P-E-C-H, Petches, spells him double O and shine. Sober and passing through, let me spell it out for you. P-E-C-H, Petches, spells him double O and shine. P-E-C-H, Petches, Georgia cold for a damn good time. That ain't no typo on the dango. Red painted plywood shine. No P-E-C-H, Petches, spells him double O and shine.
patches spells him double low and shine.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
That's so good.
That's a fun one.
Well, we're just going to overload you with local Georgia folklore here.
I got more. Keep
me
going.
Me too. I got this one. You play the next one. I'll bring some more. This song is about a real place. It's kind of fucked up. In Reidsville, Georgia, Reidsville State Prison, behind the prison is a graveyard of sorts, except there's no names, only numbers. And what it was is back in the day, you know, you killed somebody and your Christian family didn't want to claim you. After the state was through with you, they just buried you back there and labeled you with a number. And they called it Pissant Hill, which is a real thing. And my granddaddy was a judge. And one time he wanted to scare me, so he drove me by and said, if you don't behave, I'm going to leave you out there. You're going to be a pissant forever. And it scared the shit out of me, so I wrote a song about it for therapy about 20 years later. And it goes like this. Well, it's hard to find the Lord when you never see the sky. And tally marks on cinder blocks of your days passing by. Well, it's been 6 long years since I last slung my blade. Now there ain't enough saints in the South to keep me from a bed I made. 'Cause I got a pine box waiting out on Pissant Hill. Nobody's claimed me yet. Well, I reckon they never will. And to hell with perdition, 'cause my nightmare's ammunition is 6 feet under the clay in Reidsville and a pine box on Pissant Hill. There's an angel up in Macon, that's where I'm from, almost took my name, yeah. Tried to plow the honest man's ground, but I ain't no Virgil Cain. So I tied one on and killed a man for looking at me cross. That magnolia woman, she ain't the only thing I lost, 'cause I got a waiting at on Pissant Hill. If nobody's claimed me yet, well, I reckon they never will. And to hell with perdition, 'cause my nightmare's ammunition is 6 feet under the clay, Reidsville, pine box on Pissant Hill. Pissant forever because I wrote the song.
J.B. Strauss taking us to church, or at least what I imagine it to sound like. I ain't ever been, so I don't really know. I heard about it, yeah. I watched The Passion of the Christ.
All right, I'm going to do Walter for you. It's a song called Walter that me, Court Taylor, and Sabrina Stewart over here wrote. I'm actually putting it out this Friday.
We're also playing a benefit here at Live Oak.
Yes, on March 20th. I think it'll be upstairs. If y'all are around in town, join us. We're partnering with the Alzheimer's Foundation. We're going to raise some money for Alzheimer's and dementia. Thank you. All right.
Plug your stuff better, Levi.
Plug. Anyways, this is the story of Walter, and it's about a man with Alzheimer's.
Rain is beating on my bedroom window, and I reach for my overalls. I bet the workday is gonna be slow, but I grab my boots and head down the hall. Coffee's made and I take Monday's medication. Walk out the screen door to the drive. I climb in the truck cab, but the keys are missing. I reckon I left them back inside. I couldn't find them in the kitchen, so I check by the bed, and there sitting on the nightstand was a note that said, "Hello, good morning, everything is fine. This is Julie and I'll be there at 9. Since you quit working, here's a list of things to do. Coffee's in the kitchen, and I'll see you soon." By that time, I heard a knock at the door, and as it opened, much to my surprise, in walked a woman that I've never seen before, but she had a warm smile and familiar eyes. So I walked up to her and said, "Can I help you, ma'am?" Then she softly said to me, while holding both my hands, "Hello, good morning. Everything is fine. My name is Julie. Sometimes it slips your mind. I'm your daughter, and you might be confused. Your name is Walter, and I love you." Her eyes welled up, and she hugged me tight. And I asked her, "Why can't I remember you? 'Cause you're the spitting image of my sweet darling wife. And you'll see when she gets home soon." Then Julie said, "Mama's not coming home, Daddy. She's passed on. We buried her a year ago at the Pentecostal church. But how about we go for a drive? It won't take too long. We'll get some flowers, and I'll go take you to see her." I get out of the car, and Julie helps me find her grave. As it all comes back to me, I kneel down to say, "Good morning, sweetheart. Everything's all right. I've been a little forgetful lately, but I still know you're mine. And you should see our daughter. She reminds me a lot of you. This is Walter, and I will always love you. And I'll see you soon.
Thank you, thank you. Sorry, not a club banger there, but no one's twerking to that song.
Well, it's one of those ones, like, how do you even follow that? And the thing that's, like I said earlier, Outlaws Don't Cry, but that one, like, God, I sob. And the best part about it is I wrote the fucking song with you, and I still, like, sob every time. I know exactly what's coming, and it still rips my whole heart out. But I don't even know how to follow that. But we're going to keep it in the Georgia vein we had going earlier. So tying it back into the round where we had Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. You're the best. No, I really did get broken up with a couple weeks ago, and then I did, like, go torture myself by listening to Playing Old Records, one, because it's my favorite song, but also, like, it helps. This is a song I wrote with Bella sitting right here, and Will Mosley and Benji Taylor. And Benji and I played it on the last round that we played for Josh's podcast, and Benji's a wizard on the guitar, and I'm not, so we'll see how it goes. But my favorite song ever of all time is Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles, and I decided that I wanted to sample that into a song a little bit. So this one's called Georgia on Your Mind. And it's about that delusional concept of being the one that got away, and whether that's true or not, I like to think that I will and always will be the one that got away. And if he never thinks about me again, in my mind, he thinks about me every day. So that's what the song's about.
No peace you'll find.
Hey, Court, you won that breakup, darling.
Well, the best part is, never mind, I ain't going to get into the politics, but he may or may not be a sponsor of a show.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's, I don't know how to follow that one. We all just healed emotionally somewhat, you know, through that song. So this song I wrote with Chris Canterbury, and, it's called Palmetto Blues, and I know Palmetto is a South Carolina state, but all this other stuff comes from Georgia, and I'm kind of obsessed with the Gullah culture. They got the best food and the best time down there, so yeah, they're a good time. They're great. But anyway, this is Palmetto Blues. Well, I remember Mama in the kitchen with her apron on, cooking Limp and Susan, Hop and John, stained glass, dancing in the morning sun, yeah. Tea in the fridge, cornbread in the oven, she never let on that we didn't have nothing but love and a muddy patch of land. We stayed high, low country living. All we had was our names left to lose. Coming down from the buzz of the city, oh, Lord, I miss those sweet palmetto blues. Ella Mae Jones was a black water pearl, a Capricorn with beautiful curves. She grew up sweeter than homemade wine, yeah. She was right there with me when I caught a charge for stealing bold motors from a salvage yard. Wish I'd known back then she was a keeping kind. So we'd stay high, no country living, running to church with holes in our shoes. And now I'm coming down from the buzz of the city. Lord, I miss those sweet palmetto. You again, Levi.
I'm also a Capricorn. Makes sense.
I saw your head turn out of the corner of my eye when I said it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're the best. I love Capricorns. We're
so, I don't know nothing about any of that. But
we're so organized and so ambitious and cool.
You mean witchcraft?
Yeah, you know. Foosball's the devil.
I think I got one more, I think.
Yep.
All right. Folks, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
My name is Levi Foster. One more time for Court Taylor for putting this round on.
Our queen.
And my man JB on the end there. Y'all make some noise for him. I'm going to do a song called Circle K Sushi right now.
And this is like, this is my favorite song he has.
It's a sad one.
Yeah, it's tragic.
It'll blow you up on the inside for sure. Just a poop joke for you folks on a Monday night.
It'll be
Come
funny.
Come on, loosen
it'll be
up a little
later.
Bit.
Yeah.
poop jokes not in style anymore. All right, Circle K Sushi, here we go.
This merry-go-round I've been on with you is broken. That ship I thought we'd sail off in, it ain't even floating. Well, I know you're lying cause you're moving your lips. Everything you say makes about as much sense as Circle K sushi, duct tape on a plane, a piranha in a hot tub, politician saying grace. You say that you changed and you don't want to lose me. I know you don't love me by the way that you do me. Well, there's things that I trust more than you, like Circle K sushi. I'd rather go skinny dipping this winter in Siberia, or send all my hard-earned money to that prince in Nigeria. I ain't going down this heartbreak road again. I'd be better off putting all my faith in Circle K sushi, duct tape on a plane, a piranha in a hot tub, politician saying grace. You say that you changed and you don't want to lose me. I know you don't love me by the way that you do me. Well, there's things that I trust more than you, like Circle K sushi. Like a shark cage made out of paper mache, or emergency surgery from Dr. Dre. Before I believe anything you say, I'll sit down and have me a plate. I'm Circle K sushi, duct tape on a plane, a piranha in a hot tub, politician saying grace. Say that you changed and you don't want to lose me. I know you don't love me by the way that you do me. Well, there's things that I trust more than you. And if I give you a chance, you run through me like Circle K sushi. Thank you, everybody. Like Circle K sushi. My name's Levi Foster. Thanks for listening. My parents are so proud of me.
Mine too, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. At least you didn't get arrested on Christmas Eve. My mom was really proud of me then. Oh, man, I first met Levi, like, probably almost 2 years ago. And I went into that right, and I think we wrote, like, one of the coolest songs ever in, like, 20 minutes. And then I left, and I called my mom. I was like, I think I met the best songwriter I've ever heard in my life.
No, definitely not.
Because we were talking in the green room earlier. Like, it just takes, like, a certain level of genius to be as clever with words like that. So there you go.
It takes a lot of no pride at all, really.
Yeah. Yeah, half of this job is just saying fuck it, and that's what I did with this song. And no, absolutely not. I go in debt every time I step on a stage. But anyways, so I'm redeeming myself from the last time that I played this song, because I had laryngitis for a while and I had a cough attack in the middle of it. And this is my song where I'm not allowed to tell the story of why I wrote it anymore, because my mom was getting too many phone calls asking if she was okay. She's fine. She's fine. But for legal purposes, this is a fictional story. It's about fucking around and finding out. And it is released on all streaming platforms. So if you want to go listen to it, please do. It's called Kill to Kill That Man. My name's Court Taylor. If you want to follow me, you can find me at courtorder.music, like you're in trouble with the law, because like I said, most of the time I am. That's the whole theme of this round. And if you want to follow around along on the round, you can go to courtroom 615. And we do post this on a podcast every week after we record it here at Live Oak. And yeah, we'll be here again twice a month starting in March. So if you liked what you heard, please come on out. And thank you, Levi. Thank you, JB. It's great to be able to play music with all my favorite people and all my friends. And I'm really, really lucky that I get to do this with some of the most talented people in town. So keep following along, keep listening. And anyways, this is Kill to Kill That Man. It has a B minor. I can't play those. Mama is good. To hear your voice, I didn't have much of a choice. Looking through the glass is just something I couldn't avoid. I don't look too good in stripes, but I did what I thought was right. I told you through the phone, I don't care if I get out or I get laid. Yeah, I'd kill to kill that man again. Should've known better when he raised his hands. I told him once, I told him twice. If you hurt her, I'll ruin your life. It's not a threat, it's a promise. I ain't got no problems with my conscience. Try to push me around. He can run my name in the ground. But touching my blood is a sure way to be hellbound. Yeah, I'd kill to kill that man again. Should've known better when he raised his hands. I told him once, I told him twice. If you heard
Well, thank you for having me, Court. It's been awesome. Levi, good to meet you, buddy. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. I reckon I'll play this last one here. I wrote it with the local stoner in my grandmama's small, conservative Georgia town. His name was Roger, and he was in a band, so my grandmama called him Roger in the band. And one day he said, hey, I got an idea. We're going to write a song about an assassin living in the desert. I was like, whatever, you know. We got over there in a couple joints and a bottle of whiskey later, we wrote this song. And then we tried to email Billy Bob Thornton to see if he'd play the main character in the song. And it didn't occur to us that Billy Bob wasn't interested. And this song was called Desert Eagle. Still ain't heard from Billy Bob.
You know, my day job is building missiles in the desert.
Oh, shit.
Is this my theme song?
You've lived a wild life. Greg Allman's and missiles in the desert.
She's anyway, only
here's
30.
Desert Eagle right here. Turquoise rain, desert champagne. Well, I can't even tell if this is real. It's guilt and shame, it's all part of the game. Well, none of these things do I feel. Half busted headlights on a dark and open road. You can run if you want to, boy, but I get what I'm owed, and the cards are on the table. But if you show up drunk, you'll wind up wearing duct tape and riding in my trunk. Whoa, Desert Eagle. Well, I thought you knew my name. Saying you'd hell just the same. Mustang wild, restless for miles. Well, I don't give a damn if this is real. There's a rage and thrill, hunt and a kill, they're the only things I can really feel. Half busted headlights on a dark and open road. You can run if you want to, boy, but I'll get what I'm owed, and the cards are on the table. If you show up drunk, you'll wind up wearing duct tape and riding in my trunk. Whoa, Desert Eagle, well, I thought you knew my name. Desert Eagle, well, I'm saying you hell just the same. Well, I'm saying you hell just the same. Well, I'm saying just the same. Thank y'all.
All right. Well, this is Levi Foster. This is JB Strauss, and my name's Court Taylor. Thank you so much for hanging out. This was the very first official The Courtroom, and I'm really happy and excited to have this opportunity and to get to share it with all my favorite people and songwriters and friends in town. And you, like I said earlier, you can catch this twice a month here at Live Oak starting in March. And if you missed it, if you want to replay it, if you want to listen to it over and over, which I don't blame you, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere where you listen to music, on the Josh Terry podcast. And Josh, if you're listening, let me know when all your fan mail starts talking about how they like The Courtroom better than your show. Thank you. Have a good night. Yeah. Cheers.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.